We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It is time to spend a couple of minutes with Michael Greer from the Greer Financial Group. Good morning to you, sir. Did you hear the President of the United States try to sell everybody on the idea that there was zero inflation?
Yeah, I did. For the month of July, there was zero inflation.
Yeah.
Like, okay, are you looking at the same data that I'm looking at? The New York Times came out with an article.
Moving the numbers around, trying to come up with something that makes you look good, which is just not factually correct.
And what's scary is that some of the, you know, one of the biggest things we did see in July was gas prices came down. So you say, oh, great, everything's solved. We're in great shape, as the president says, or as Mr. Biden says. You know, we have no inflation. Well, you know, why did gas prices come down? Well, one, you know, you've got the demand that's plummeted, and the other thing is our reserves, our strategic petroleum reserves, are back to the 1985 levels, because that's one of the other things that Biden did to help try to reduce the demand, or not the demand, but the cost. Is he's been 180 million barrels a month have been going out of the reserve, so not quite the zero inflation that he was looking for. You know, I saw an article in the New York Times on August 8th. It's French fries in New York City are $15 and a sandwich is $18. So, you know, I don't know, but that seems like inflation to me.
I mean, you just pick an item, everything has gone up.
The
national press is loading their language, I think, inappropriately and inaccurately when they're saying things like, gas prices have plunged. Have they plunged? It doesn't look like a plunge to me, and it's certainly not back to the levels it was 2 years ago. So, you can tell when somebody's got the thumb on the scale rhetorically. I think it's really disingenuous here.
Well, and it's also that what they're saying is happening, when it does happen, is not going to be a good thing, because we're going to have deflation, and the solution for inflation is either, you know, a long period of stagflation that gets resolved, or we deflate by crashing the economy. And that's kind of what they're working at. They're calling it, you know, oh, we're going to have this soft landing, but all the leading indicators are already out there, you know, showing that we're in a recession, we're moving, it's going deeper. You know, all the earnings folks, the companies came out and said, hey, you know, we may have met our lower expectations this quarter, but, you know, the next quarter and the rest of the year, not going to be good. And so that's where, you know, when inflation really starts to drop off, it's going to be partly same thing. Gas prices are down. It's because demand's down. People aren't spending. They're not doing the same thing. So that's what I think we have over the next several, you know, month and a half, is we're going to see more and more of reality that's going to be hitting data.
Yeah. I hope folks are calling, because I can't do anything about what's happening in D.C. until Election Day, or I'm raising hell for what it's worth, but Election Day is where we make those changes. But you got to pay attention to your own portfolio and manage your own portfolio based on the reality you see. If you want to talk to Michael, 427-7784 is the number to the office, 427-7784. You can find him online at GreerFinancialGroup.com. I thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.